Now time for our Jefferson West locker room chat here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Heinen Repairs. The Tigers get set for another year on the football field and the first time in the Big East League. And we'll get an opportunity to chat with the head coach in David Bowen. We appreciate it as always. Coach, excited to get a new year started. How's the preparation been for week number one, which will be against Riley County this week?
Team's looking good. Had a bunch of returning starters. We have 9 guys coming back. We had another 2 guys that were starters the previous year but missed last year because of injury, and they're coming back. Our senior leaders are doing a great job within the team and within the school. We have a brotherhood on the team where we match old guys up with young, and they have fully kind of taken over and running with it, and they're building a great team culture within inside the team for the young and the old guys together.
Talk about the momentum going from the end of last season, you know, into the off season. You know, it was a little bit rough at times a year ago, but you had that big win against Osawatomie in that week 9 tilt. Just how important was that to just get a good taste in the mouth going into the off season and getting a big win like that?
It's always good to end on a high note going into the off season. That helps with the motivation to get in the weight room and stay on the grind that we've been on. A bunch of guys got to touch the ball and score touchdowns. We had success on defense and special teams also. So as a young team, getting pretty much every single one of those guys back this year, that was kind of what we used to motivate. We haven't lost a week 9 game here in the time that I've been here. You know, we play people out of the league. And that's kind of what we're talking about now, rolling into this new league where we have new teams joining us. That's the motivation we're using, is to come in hot and stay looking like you ended the year last year.
Yeah, what is your thought on just how the new league is shaped up? The Big East League now, no longer the Big 7, but you'll see one of those new teams in your opener on Friday against Riley County, but St. Mary's, Silver Lake, and Rossville. Just what does that do, not only just to the league in general, but just for competition here in Northeast Kansas?
Well, every coach in this league and every team in this league is a well-coached and a hard-nosed team. Every single week we have a team on the schedule that's probably going to be deep into the playoffs. And it's an opportunity to kind of show the growth that this team has had over the last couple of years and go out and be competitive in games and try to upset some teams that maybe we would not have in the past. And basically the same stuff we've been saying for 3 years now going into year 4, play like a team, play together, do your job, only worry about that scoreboard at the end of the game.
Jeff West football coach David Bowen joining us. We'll step aside, quick timeout. We'll talk about the opponent in Riley County coming up on Friday. That's right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our locker room chat here with Jefferson West football coach. That is David Bowen, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Tigers and Falcons, the new team in the Big East, or one of the new teams in this league in Riley County, the opponent for Jeff West. Jeff West hosting this one on Friday. Coach, what can you tell us about Riley County?
Riley County, you know, the film that we have on them and the tradition that we know about them, they're going to be a hard-nosed team that's well-coached. They're going to come flying around, and they're going to hit you in the mouth first play. We've been telling our guys to be prepared. We can't start slow. We need to come out first play ready to go.
All right, Coach, just give us a few keys. What's it going to take to get a win here in week number one, and just kind of the expectations for the opener this year?
Week one, limit the mistakes, limit the turnovers, and don't beat ourselves. If we end up winning, it'll be because we're the better team. And if we lose, then it'd be because the other team was the better team, not because we beat ourselves. That was something we dealt with last year with mistakes early and late in the game, couple fourth down situations. So that is what we're talking about. We've asked them to be more locked in mentally. We're doing things in practice that kind of put them in a strained situation where they have to stay focused and be able to remember what their individual job is every single play.
There it is, Jefferson West football coach David Bowen. A few minutes with him. We appreciate it each and every week. They get Riley County at home on Friday to open up the 2024 season. Excited to get things going with the new Big East League here in Northeast Kansas. Coach, as always, we appreciate
it. this is our military appreciation night, so if there's any current or former veterans that'll be at the game, we ask them to join us on the field at 6:45 to be recognized and to stay on the field during the national anthem where both teams run out with flags.
Beautiful. Awesome. Yep. Glad to get that information out there. We appreciate it, Coach. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.